welcome true believers to Heart in the Paint podcast. If you are new to this channel, if you love Marvel, DC, comics, TV, film, everything that goes into all those topics I just said, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are listening to us on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button. At any time that you love the content that you're doing, hit that thumbs up and hit that like button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on into this new episode. All right, true believers, we got a lot of updates. So a lot of updates from Spider-Man Far From Home, as well as some future MCU movies have been updated. We got some updates last night, but it was too late to kind of do a podcast. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to wait till this morning to kind of give it to you guys. So a lot of us have been waiting for the Far From Home trailer. Marvel Studios and Sony is button heads, but it's more so, you know, Marvel Studios is pretty much firm in saying, hey, with your Far From Home trailer, we don't want anything to be spoiled. Because yes, even though they killed off Spider-Man in Infinity War, and you know, all a lot of fan base that were outside of the realm of maybe comics or a little bit, they didn't know the politics or the business side of these productions, that they thought this, you know, Spider-Man was gone, he was never coming back. But you know, a lot of us didn't know that Far From Home is coming, and then whatever potential contracts that Sony wants to do, extensions with Marvel Studios, we already knew that. But as of right now, the trailer is still, there's no really set date. We really don't know when it's gonna drop. We thought it was going to drop the week, I think it was the next day after Endgame. Didn't happen, and then the next week, and then the so right now, supposedly it's next Tuesday. I really doubt it. They're not going to drop it around the holidays. I mean, I you never know. I can say I'm that's probably not going to happen. But again, those kind of stuff, you never really know. Now, I doubt that Sony waits until at least. There's no way they're gonna wait. I know some people have said, well, you know what, they're probably just gonna wait until Captain Marvel or Endgame and just start doing the release in the trailer. I mean, that's only gives them a couple months, you know, 3 months of marketing. But we already know we're all going to see the film. But I don't know. I'm not sure. They can still somewhat maybe do a trailer, not exposing a lot, because I mean, again, the production stills and you know, the news and the articles and the pictures and all those kind of things are out there. We already know this film has been wrapped, this film has been filmed, so there's pretty much nothing to kind of be scarce from. But right now they're just trying to figure out when they're going to release it. So some of these reports saying that, you know, a new report claims that Marvel Studios wants to hold off the release of this to preserve the secrecy of Avengers Endgame, and that's probably what we're going to try to see. So the only thing about this, even though Marvel Studios put this out, Sony Studios still insists that the movie is being released in 2019. So again, we have Captain Marvel in March, okay, we have Endgame in April, and then we have Spider-Man Far From Home in the summer. So I think it's still a great thing that they're doing with all these three movies. At the end of the day, we're getting three movies in the span of a couple months. That's just crazy. But again, yet another delay for the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. Just be on the lookout for that. But also, I did put out some episodes, I think a couple weeks ago, that talking about the synopsis that maybe it could be fake or anything. It was another confirmation, also from a very hardcore source from within Marvel Studios, that yes, the synopsis about, you know, or the so-called synopsis of Mysterio being pretty much as a good person in this film is actually true. Now, even though it's true, okay, even though it's true, that still might be some kind of trickery there. So there is some elementals in the Spider-Man Far From Home, you know, earth, wind, fire, water, probably some of those They said there was a glimpse in the trailer that was shown in the Brazil con of Far From Home. Now, that's the only trailer that was released. Not a lot, though. It was really not a lot there, guys. It really wasn't. But we did get to see somebody that looks like somewhat like the Sandman. I doubt it will be the Sandman, but it's just another Elemental. So he runs into Nick Fury. Or Nick Fury runs into Peter Parker. And basically, he left his suit back in New York, so that's how why Nick Fury gives him the stealth suit and pretty much teams up with Mysterio to go fight these Elementals. Now, it could be, now I'm just kind of throwing some theory crafting out there, that Mysterio kind of put all this stuff together to get in with maybe Nick Fury's shield or whoever. So it might look like they're actually, Mysterio is actually a good person and maybe a sidekick or somewhat like that. But then kind of ends up, you know, pulling some trickery. But in the trailer, you do see somewhat of Mysterio in comic book grade outfit with the fishbowl on top of his head. And one of the things that we're going to be seeing here is in this trailer that, you know, he has some kind of a, you see some, when he's doing this magic, you see that he's, he kind of looks like he's doing some Doctor Strange stuff, but instead of orange, it what he has is green. So that's going to be kind of cool to see. But that's pretty much all we know right now for Spider-Man Far From Home. So just take that for a grain of salt and seeing what we're going to be seeing in the next maybe couple weeks, maybe a month or so of the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. But another big news, guys. Didn't want to make this super, super long, guys. That the there was an upcoming thing that, I mean, there was an upcoming news. How can I say it? There was this leak, okay, with some upcoming information on a potential, not a potential, but an unknown MCU movie. Okay, it was reported that film scenes in Italy will be set during World War One. I can't even talk this morning. World War One, centering around a huge attack on the city of I think it's Sarajevo. I think it is. I might butcher that name, but so when this news dropped, you know, this World War One scene is going to be filmed. All these people said, "Oh, hold on, see that proves that Captain America would not die. How does that make any kind of sense?" But no, so there's three potential ones that will be that could work with this. First one, Black Widow. Now we might see this might be attached to somewhere if maybe they'll take Black Widow all the way back to their grandparents, you know, that kind of bloodline. If that doesn't make any kind of sense. Maybe because we had confirmations a couple of weeks ago with our podcast that Shang-Chi is actually a Marvel character that they confirmed for Phase 4. Man, see, I can't even talk. I don't know why I'm all over the place. But so Shang-Chi, that could be Shang-Chi kind of like maybe some type of ancestry, again, going back in the past of their grandparents or something. Last one that probably the biggest ones we're leaning towards too, guys, is the Eternals, because I know they're going to be focused on a few characters from the Eternals, and they could be actually doing something like they did in, even though it's a really bad reference, Wolverine Origin, you know, so they could be something where we can kind of see them exist all throughout these times, all throughout these generations, throughout these decades. So that could be something that we're kind of leaning towards too. But again, it is confirmed that there is an unknown upcoming MCU movie that has this scene of World War One. So a huge battle scene. So that is very, very interesting. So that just putting that out there for you guys. But that's pretty much it. Very, very simple episode today, guys. Again, thank you so much for faithfully listening and subscribing and all that. Guys, if you are new to the podcast, if you've been listening to these episodes for the past couple of days and you're like, you know what, I love this, subscribe, hit that subscribe button, share it. Comment on it. Now, the way that you can comment is by going to our social media outlets or just coming over to Anchor. That's an app, Anchor app, and just go up to your app stores and just search for Anchor and download it. Find me at Heart of the Paint Podcast, favorite, and then you can hit that callback button to actually comment on these episodes and stuff like that. And if you have any questions or anything like you want me to cover, or things that I might not have covered, or things that leaks that I might have not found yet, please, I want to hear from you guys. Just hit that and might be featured on a next episode. But that's pretty much it, guys. Don't forget the donate tab, guys. Go to anchor.fm/hardinthepaintpodcast. That's anchor.fm/hardinthepaintpodcast to give towards this channel. Don't worry, it does say a month to month. You don't have to do a month to month. It could just be a one-time thing. But again, thank you guys for all those that have been commenting, have been sharing, have been liking, have been sending me all like good stuff, you know, thumbs up and all that kind of stuff, and giving towards this channel. Guys, all that is appreciated, and all that goes towards the growth of this channel. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy days and listening to me to rant always. So, all right, guys, stay awesome and have a great day.